People with permanent full-time jobs don't tend to question concepts like paid sick leave. If your employer provides it, you expect it. And whether you use it or not, it's there for you. But not every employer provides it, and this is the zone into which the Eugene City Council has stepped. The council floated the idea of requiring employers in the city of Eugene to provide paid sick leave. That provoked quite the discussion, and even action by the Lane County Commissioners, who passed their own ordinances last week that might render any action by the city council moot. Let's untangle the lines here and come back and figure out where it all started. We have two guests with us. Claire Surrett is a Eugene City Council member representing Ward 7. Claire, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
And Lori Trieger is with us as well. She is with Everybody Benefits Eugene. Lori, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and good morning.
So, Lori, why don't we start with you? What was the first move here? Did it come from your campaign?
Absolutely. We have a grassroots community coalition that is made up of a broad sector representing really our entire community. We have folks involved in the coalition, certainly from the business community. We have nearly 50 supporting businesses here in our area who think that a modest minimum standard of an earned sick leave benefit is a good idea for everyone. But our coalition also includes leaders from the faith community, educators, public health professionals, school nurses, teachers, researchers, racial and social justice groups, and, of course, workers. Who are concerned about the 25,000 or so workers here in Eugene who are working without the benefit of even one day off to care for themselves or a sick child or an elderly parent when they absolutely cannot avoid a conflict between work and those caregiving needs.
That's a big number, 25,000, that's verified?
That is a number based on what we know about the kind of sectors of employment that we have in here in Eugene and the number of people employed in those sectors. And those really generally tend to be food service, food preparation, child care workers, janitors, maids, retail workers, folks caring for our frail elderly, and so on. So it's about 78% of people in low-wage work here in Eugene do not have the benefit of earning any paid sick time. And overall, just a little more than half, about 51% of our workforce, doesn't benefit from even one day off of sick time.
And are any or most of these people working full-time?
Many, and additionally, many are cobbling together several part-time jobs to keep a roof over their heads and food on the table for their families. Some of them are going to school and working. Some are working several part-time jobs. Some are doing all sorts of things, and absolutely many are working full-time and still not able to make ends meet.
Can we assume with a name like Everybody Benefits Eugene that this is a Eugene-specific entity, which would tend to answer the question, why not go on a broader scale, look for a state law, for example, rather than a city ordinance?
Well, actually, why we call it Everybody Benefits is because we absolutely believe, and the research shows us, and other communities have demonstrated, that when you provide a modest minimum standard of earned paid sick time, truly everybody benefits, not only the worker who has the ability and the right to earn that sick time, but the employer benefits as well because they have a healthier, more loyal, stable workforce. The broader community benefits, pardon me, because they're protected. For instance, you go into a retail establishment, you're less likely to come in contact with a contagious worker or send your child to child care. They're less likely to have other sick kids there because the parent was able to keep the child home because they could take the day off to care for them themselves. The economy benefits because lower wage workers keep more money in their pocket and they turn around and spend that in their local businesses more quickly. So from the public health perspective, from the economy, from people staying in their jobs, from a stable workforce, truly everybody benefits when we pass these kind of policies. There are 7 cities and 1 state that have earned paid sick time, and pretty much every developed country in the world has paid sick time laws, and so we really know that everybody truly benefits when we have paid sick time. As to your question of why not a state bill, we absolutely think that this should be a state bill. We actually think that this should be a national policy, but we know that change happens at the local level. We've seen it in many other instances, in many other cases around public health and healthy communities. We see it. We saw it here in Eugene, for instance, with the smoking ban. Eugene was the 2nd city in the state of Oregon to pass the Clean Indoor Air Act and ban smoking in bars and restaurants right on the heels of Corvallis. And then we had a a state law back in the 90s, and it would be hard to imagine going back and reversing that now. So change happens locally when grassroots coalitions and forward-thinking elected officials work together to get work done, demonstrate how it really works at the local level, and hopefully inspire legislators at the state level. But for right now, Eugene workers can't wait. We'd like to see a state bill, but our coalition is focused on the needs of our local community right now.
All right. You mentioned elected officials, so cue the elected official. Claire Surrett, in your first term on the city council representing Ward 7, was this a no-brainer or I need time to think about this thing for you personally?
For me personally, it was definitely a no-brainer. This is exactly the kind of smart public policy that I was eager and happy to be able to champion as someone who has, you know, a background in worker justice and working to improve the conditions for working folks in our community. It's, in my mind, very prescribed, as I said, smart public policy that's really not a huge out-of-the-box kind of idea. As Lori mentioned, pretty much every other developed country and even some we might consider not as developed have this kind of benefit, basic benefit for their worker. So I was very pleased to see what had happened in Portland and to have the opportunity to bring this before the city council here in Eugene.
We're talking about the concept of sick leave as a city ordinance, a requirement for employers in the city of Eugene being discussed by the city council and perhaps voted on tonight. You can join our discussion on the Jefferson Exchange with city council member Claire Surrett and Lori Trieger from Everybody Benefits Eugene. Phone numbers here, 800-838-3760 in Eugene and anywhere else in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number is 541-552-6782, and our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Claire, if you can kind of walk us through the process of how long the council's been talking about this, study sessions, hearings, et cetera, up to this point.
Yeah, so we've been having a pretty active conversation about this for half a year now. We had our first work session, I think, at the end of February. And around that time, the local paper here, the Register Guard, carried an op-ed saying this was good public policy and should be pursued and giving us kudos for taking up the conversation. And then the mayor formed a task force that brought together both business interests, the Chamber of Commerce, as well as some labor representatives and folks who represent both small business and larger business, and a wide range of viewpoints. And we hashed through some of the particulars of what we might want to look at using Portland as a model, but wanting to make sure this was an ordinance that worked for Eugene. And then we had folks come to speak at public comment, at our regular public comment. We had over 60 folks show up at the public hearing for this ordinance, majority of which spoke in favor, both workers, workers' representatives, and small business spoke in favor. And, of course, we also had folks speak in opposition. But there's been quite a lot of public process, conversations happening in all venues. I myself went and spoke to the government affairs committees of both the Eugene and Springfield Chambers of Commerce to answer questions, to engage in dialogue. And now that brings us to tonight's work session and a vote on the ordinance.
And the ordinance requires exactly what of employers?
So it would require that employers provide their employees who are working in the city of Eugene with the ability to earn 1 hour of paid time off for to be taken in the event of an illness or the need to stay home and care for a sick child or to go to a medical appointment. It also has provisions related to dealing with circumstances surrounding domestic violence. So that might be going to a court date or going to find emergency shelter if someone needs to get into a safe place. But 1 hour for every 30 hours worked, up to 40 hours a year. And then they could carry that 40 hours over if they don't use it all, but an employer would not be required to provide more than that 40 hours. And then there's some details in there. There could be no retaliation against the employee for taking their earned time off. For doctor's appointments and other things that can be anticipated, there'll be some rules around prior notice. But the basic benefit is 1 hour for every 30 hours worked. And part of the reason for that calculation is because, as Lori mentioned, we do have a lot of people who are would like to be working full time. But as we know, the jobs that have come back to our economy since the recession, many of them are part time. And folks who might want to work full time just don't have that option. So they're working multiple part time jobs. And we wanted to make sure that those folks were able to also access this benefit, which is important to both their personal health, financial security, as well as public health.
Interesting line you drew there, though, and I want to explore this a little bit, because you talked about employees working in the city of Eugene, so it really doesn't matter, it sounds like, where the employer is based. If employees actually do their work in the city, they are eligible for this. So, for example, could you have a company that has three guys working in Springfield and three people working in Eugene, and the three working in Springfield not eligible for this, the three working in Eugene are?
In terms of the ordinance, that would be correct. In terms of the policy that that employer could adopt, they would absolutely be at liberty to give the paid sick time to all their employees, not just the ones that come over and work in the city of Eugene.
Got it. All right. We're talking again to Claire Surrett on the City Council in Eugene and Lori Trieger from Everybody Benefits Eugene about the sick leave vote, which is likely to come at tonight's City Council meeting. Join us at 800-838-3760 in Eugene and environs and anywhere in the state of Jefferson, for that matter. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Lori Trieger, I'm sure it's come back to you a number of times. Hearing from employers are saying this is going to cost us a lot of money. It's going to really make it hard for us to do business in the city of Eugene. Lori? Lori still there? We lose Lori. Claire, are you still there?
Sure, I am, yes. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can actually respond to that. Absolutely, businesses are concerned about the cost that this will be to them, both in terms of implementing a new policy that they might not have, and then the cost to cover the benefit. What the folks from Everybody Benefits have shown us is that there are studies from San Francisco in particular, which has had a very generous paid sick days law since 2007, and usage rates there show that even if they are afforded 5 days, or in the case of San Francisco, in some cases 9 paid days, workers in general take about 2.5 days of the earned benefit, and this has been calculated to cost companies less than 1% of their payroll costs, not 1% of gross, but just 1% of payroll. And what, from a policy perspective, the fact is that our low-wage workers who are not receiving any benefits right now are bearing this burden solely on themselves, individually as families. And in my mind, as a policymaker, shifting that burden to less than 1% of payroll seems wholly fair and just, and acknowledges that we all bear the burden when we have folks coming into work sick.
Go ahead, Lori.
Yeah, sorry. I'm glad to be back on the call. And Councillor Surrett answered that exactly right as far as the what the data shows us the actual cost is to employers. What I want to point out, in addition, as she mentioned, there is a current cost to no standard for sick time, as she mentioned, that's being borne by families. What often gets lost in the conversation is that we stop the conversation there. What is the cost if you change the equation and pass this policy? But the employer is buying something for that cost, and they're buying a more stable workforce, a healthier workforce, improved productivity. And they're decreasing costs elsewhere. And we've heard this from local businesses that are currently providing sick time, and the reason that they do it is because it's a value. They recognize that when their workforce is healthier, they get more work out of their employees. They decrease turnover, which is one of the most expensive business costs there is, replacing an employee. And so it's not the full equation to only talk about what does it cost. You have to talk about what you're buying for that cost, what you're getting for that value. And additionally, because that cost is so small, it's just something that employers adapt to. Costs increase all the time, insurance, ingredients, And it's just part of the cost of doing business, and the fact that labor costs are always the first thing that gets sort of pointed at as if it's a problem that your employees cost you money. That's part of doing business. As we heard from one of our supporting businesses at the public forum, his employees are his business, and he needs to do the most he can to have the highest quality employees and treat them as well as he possibly can to retain them and ensure that they're satisfied and doing the best they can at his in his restaurant. So,
let's take a call. Here is Steve in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Lori Trieger from Everybody Benefits Eugene and City Council Member Claire Surrette.
If you'd like to make a call,
okay,
please.
We seem to have lost Steve there.
Yeah,
trying to put Steve on hold. All right. Well, let's talk about process here then. Claire, you talked about the number of steps that have been
done.
Okay, I'm not sure why that's happening again. Let's just take this one off as well and go to Urban in Cresswell. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi. The suggestion I have for the City Council of Eugene, if they want to continue down this path, I think it's sort of social engineering, and that's really outside the realm of the City Council, be that as it may. But an employer in Eugene could, and an employee, determine that I'm going to make, let's say, $10 an hour, $15 an hour to work for you. The employer then gives him at the end of the month or every 2 weeks, however it is, the whole $15 per hour with nothing taken out, and then make it the responsibility of the employee to then go to the state and pay for sick leave, pay for unemployment, pay for insurance, and all that sort of stuff, and just leave it that way and let the employee take care of that. I bet in 2 months, after the employee goes, wow, I'm spending an awful lot of money, you're going to find that some of these employees are going to start voting for other people in the office that don't want to have all these taxes. And I'll take my answer off the line.
All right. Thanks for that. Very much appreciate it. Claire, I understand you're back. We had a little issue with the phones there for a second. But this idea of just giving them the money and saying you buy your own sick leave time, well, how does that strike you?
Yeah, I apologize. I was having issues with my telephone this time. So this isn't a tax. This is acknowledging that workers in the workplace sometimes get sick. And just like, as we pointed out, every other industrialized democracy and even some non-democracies around the world, you know, we need to acknowledge that fact and find a way to accommodate that. And just merely... I'm not sure what the caller was proposing in terms of where those funds come from, but considering the general opposition to raising people's taxes and redistributing money in that format, this seems like a much more rational way to approach it rather than having the government take in funds and distribute them to other people in terms of a sick time bank. And or I think he might have been describing what might be a paid time off policy. Another thing that employers do is provide their employees with a bank of money that they can that they earn, that they can draw upon to take a vacation, to go to a special concert, or to take a sick time. And our ordinance would allow paid time off policies that allow people to draw on them for the purposes of an illness or a doctor's appointment to be in compliance with our ordinance. I did want to say one thing going back to the issue of workers being employed by businesses located outside the city. Obviously, for businesses like Walmart, which is based in Benton County, Arkansas, you know, our sick time policy will apply to them as any other Eugene-based business. But for companies that send workers into the city of Eugene for a minimal amount of time and then spend the majority of their time working outside the city limits, this ordinance would probably not apply to them. We are setting a threshold that would describe a worker in the city of Eugene from a company that's not based in Eugene as someone who works in the city for at least 6 weeks in the year. So there is a threshold. It's not meant to get at the transient worker who's just driving through the city on their way to some other place of employment that's outside the city.
All right. Just on procedure now, you got the Lane County Commissioners a week ago passing their own set of ordinances that would appear to preempt any city in Lane County from doing what you're talking about doing. Claire, I know you work for the American Civil Liberties Union, so you've hung around a few lawyers. Does this seem like it could stick, and is it daunting to the city council at all?
I would say it has not daunted us in any way. Our city attorney and others believe that the county has overreached its authority. We are a home rule city. We have every legal right to implement an ordinance of this kind within our city limits. And what the county did was really an outrageous overreach. Other cities in Lane County were not necessarily happy about it either. And while I am in no way relishing any kind of legal challenge, it's really the county that has forced the issue in terms of potential legal disputes. And so there is a good chance that there will be a court case related to what the county has attempted to do.
And are the votes there for paid sick leave as the ordinance currently stands?
I believe there are. A lot of work has been put into the ordinance. We heard from folks at public hearing and in those 6 months that we've been talking. So we are going to propose some changes to the ordinance that clarify some things that folks have asked to be clarified within the ordinance. There'll be a whole other set of administrative rulemaking where, again, some of those details will be worked out. But I believe we've had four counselors who have been stalwart supporters of this since the beginning, and hopefully a couple of other counselors will agree to support. And, you know, my perspective is that our current city council, I believe, really does represent our various wards, and I think the majority represents the fact that a majority of Eugenians would like to see us pass this ordinance.
And what's the where when on the city council meeting tonight?
So 5:30 work session, we'll hash through some of the amendments, and then we're scheduled to vote on it at our 7:30 council meeting.
All right, Claire Surrett is a Eugene City Council member representing Ward 7. Lori Trieger joined us as well from Everybody Benefits Eugene. Thank you both for taking the time to join us today on The Exchange.
Thank you.
And apologies to Steve and Eugene. Can't get to your call. We had a little issue with the phones there, but there we are. The vote tonight, potentially, at the Eugene City Council meeting.